The following program is a work of fiction. Any similarity to actual persons or fish, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. Except for the true parts, those actually happened. Unless you think those parts are about you, in which case those parts are fiction. Also, no animals or fish. Yeah, guys, fish are animals. They're vertebrates.
Yeah, it's just a theme for the program.
I know what the themes are for the program. I wrote it. I'm just saying it's redundant.
It's fine. I mean,
You know what? Don't worry about it. I'm just going to cross this.
It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I wrote it.
We would like to emphasize, no animals were harmed in the recording of Bad Fish, the series. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Welcome to Crooked Stories Theater, where each week we bring you strange and quirky tales, stories with a small twist, an odd setting, a unique character. It could be a drama, a light horror, a sitcom, really any kind of story, as long as it's just a bit crooked. Hello, I'm Paul Knauer. Today we're debuting our next series. It's a bit of an experimental comedy, a dramedy, really. We've had loads of fun producing it, and I hope you have as much fun listening to it. We're debuting two new voices today, Natasha Key as Josephine and Alana Rodriguez as Ellie, as well as a new sound designer in Tyler Redd. And now, Bad Fish.
Bad Fish! I don't talk much. That's what people say, anyway. Stanley, you don't talk much. I think I talk about the right amount, except when I'm nervous. Did I tell you my name? It's Stanley, with an E. I'm always worried people will forget the E. They never do.
You did, yes. But it's good to know about the E.
I mean, I talk more than I used to. Before Albert, I wouldn't even come here. Definitely wouldn't be talking to...
I'm glad you're here.
Sometimes I talk a lot, like, too much. That's what Ellie says. She's my next-door neighbor. She says, Mr. Stanley, that's what she calls me, Mr. Stanley. I like it. Anyway, she says, Mr. Stanley, you're like a light switch. You're either on or you're off. When I get nervous, sometimes I talk a whole lot. I'm very nervous.
It's okay. I'm nervous, too.
Really?
But you're helping. I hope you talk more. I mean, that is why we're here.
Oh, that's good. Because it feels like maybe the switch is on. I could tell you a story to make us both less nervous.
I think that'd be a good start.
Oh, okay. Good. So, I don't like regular... Wait, I forgot to tell you my last name. It's Crumpler. It has an E, too, but I don't worry about people forgetting that one. It feels more obvious. Like, of course there's an E in there.
Two E's. One in your first name, one in your last. Got it.
Right. Sorry. My story. As I was going to say, I don't like regular clothes. They move around too much. It makes me itchy.
Okay.
This is about Albert. That day in the bathroom.
The bathroom?
Yes. It's also about my mug. This one.
Oh, wow. That's... Do you always carry it with you?
No, just right now. It makes me feel better.
Sort of a comfort mug. It's broken.
Yeah, but it still works nice, so... Okay, my story. We were in the bathroom. Albert always made fun of the way I dress, but that day, he was really pushing my buttons because of the goggles and the plastic bib. You know Albert's a goldfish, right? Of course you do. I'm sorry. That was a silly question. I'm a good storyteller, I promise. I'll get back to... So, we were in the bathroom. I don't like to get wet. You know that. You asked me to do this, and I'm trying. Why did you have to be in my mug? I'm just saying it's traumatic enough. I've never flushed a friend before. Really, I've never flushed anybody before. Don't rush me. Fine. Oh, not right. Give me a second. It's not right, not right, not right. No. I think I should start at the beginning. About Albert and the mug, before it was broken.
I would like that.
It was a Sunday when I met him. I was outside the pet store when I saw a woman walking towards me. I just panicked. Don't come in. Don't come in. She didn't come in. But that was the first thing Albert saw of me, hiding in a pet shop, scared of a random person. What did you say? You're mean.
Everybody says that. His name's Albert. Available for adoption, if you're interested.
I wasn't interested.
Oh? Oh, fine. Oh, I'll just put him back in the back. Not like anybody's gonna adopt him anyway.
Doesn't seem right, keeping him back there.
Well, don't exactly see you stepping up.
So that's how I found myself with a fish. Albert said, it's called white guilt. I don't understand what that means, but I do know he came with a lot of baggage, you know, in addition to his bowl. I think if I strap the surfboard, the swimming pool, and the guitar to the top of the car, I could get the slide, the drum set, and the mini bike in the next trip. Sorry. Oops. If I scoot this over here and pull this down here, yep, that'll do it. Just gotta strap you in here, because it's 38% safer in the back seat. Who's going to see you? You don't have any friends. I just know. You curse a lot.
A spaceship has landed at the Pentagon. And I'm told we're going to take you live to a press conference already in progress.
Really? I like podcasts, especially that one. I could tell you about me. Not even a little? I'll tell you about my neighbors then. Josephine is real nice. I went to school with her, but the one I like most is her daughter, Ellie. She's 13, I think. We've always hung out together. She likes podcasts, too. She's more quiet now than she used to be, but that's okay with me. I like quiet. Well, not right now. That's because you're making me nervous. Anyway, she likes to dress in black now, too. That's new. I like black, so... lemonade! Too far. Sorry. Just a sec. Hi, Ellie. I'll take one, thank you.
Hey, Mr. Stanley.
It looks funny.
Yeah, blood orange. She's raising money for hospice.
Hi, Josephine.
We're going through a bit of a dark phase.
$1, please.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hang on. It's in the house. I'll just... a minute, please. You didn't say you wanted one. Then I'll get you one. No, but you... Okay, fine. And we're home.
That's a lot of stuff there, Stanley.
I have to go back for the rest.
You got a fish.
He's grumpy.
That's okay. Fish don't live very long.
What? No, really? Why would you...
Dark stage, Stanley. It'll pass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. His name's Albert.
You sure you're ready for a housemate?
No.
Just remember, relationships are about give and take. And work. Hard work.
I don't know that I'd call it a relationship. I mean, I just kind of...
Well, I hope you have a good first night together. Knock if you need anything.
Albert! You accidentally locked the front door. Albert!
You can go in the side window. It's always unlocked.
How do you...
I just know.
It's just a little tight.
Watch out for the bookcase.
Ellie?
I just know.
I'm almost there. Thank you. I had to do that a lot at first. Go in the side window. Albert just kept forgetting to unlock the front door.
I bet that first night was hard.
I gave him his own room. I don't think he really appreciated it at first. Sorry about all my stuff. I'll move it, and then we'll bring your stuff in. I know, it's a small room. It's what I have. Fine. Anything that doesn't fit can go in my room. And that's when he saw my mug. That, my dad gave it to me for Christmas. I was 8. He rushed home. He was gone a lot, but he always brought me something. This one's my favorite. Oh, I forgot. I brought you something. Now, this part of the story is very uncomfortable. See, I gave him a tree. Well, I wasn't really a tree. It was more a plant. A fake one, you know, for fishbowls. Remember how I said I don't like to get wet?
I do.
Well, I dropped that plant into his bowl and he threw it right back out. Right in the face, if you can believe it. Got my shirt all wet. It didn't make sense to me then, but all I knew is I had to move fast. Why would you do that? No, 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 no! It was taking too long, you see. That's when I realized it's a hair dryer. It says it right in the name. Dinner didn't go much better. It was pizza night. No, you see, Sunday is pizza, Monday is chicken nuggets, Tuesday is... I don't like the crust. But it's in the trash can. You can't do that. Why would you put crust from the trash on our plates? It's not right. I threw both our plates away. I mean, it was the only thing I could do. Pick something else. No ham for dinner. There's a reason they call it lunch meat. I bet a whole lot of thought and testing went into that. I don't care. Yes, look for yourself. What could possibly be wrong with my freezer? Sometimes you just don't see something until, well, until you do. Oh. You know what? We'll just throw these fish sticks away. How is that worse? So, what should I do? I mean, he had a point. I must have dug 40 little graves that night. Thank you for your sacrifice. And not just for the fish sticks. There was, let's see, popcorn shrimp, cans of tuna, even Caesar dressing.
Caesar dressing? Really?
Yeah, anchovies.
Huh, I didn't know that.
You know, we were really connecting, Albert and me, until I messed it up. I'll finish up here. You should probably go to bed. I'm not telling you what to do. I just thought You know what? Never mind. I didn't mean to throw the shovel at him. And I definitely didn't mean to knock him out of his bowl and into a hole. No. I won't say I handled it perfectly, but he was under the dirt, and all that water from his bowl, I couldn't. Hang on. I'm... Okay, if I... Oh, no. Here. It was only a couple of seconds. I kneeled on some cardboard, and I used the shovel. Maybe I shouldn't have just dropped him in the mud into his bowl. It all happened so fast. I did not try and kill you. It was an accident. It's not like I brought a shoebox out here. Albert, of course, headed straight for the shower. Are you okay? Albert, and I probably could have been more sympathetic. Could you maybe not, you know, leave any mud in the tub?
Oh, Stanley, no.
Yeah, Albert didn't care for that. Sometimes a goldfish can bring out the worst in you. You don't like my food? I don't like your fishy smell. That's when he broke my mug. Bad fish. Very, very bad fish. That's also when I learned he could drive a stick. It had been a while. I mean, like, 4 hours?
Hi, Mr. Stanley.
You knocked.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
It's just...
No worries, Mr. Stanley.
Hi, Ellie.
It's about Albert.
He ran away. I don't care. Did you know that of all the pets, goldfish are the third most likely to run away? It goes cats, dogs, goldfish, then hamsters. Wait, no. Goldfish, then snakes, then hamsters, I think. Let me check.
I just wanted to...
Nope. I was right the first time. Hamsters, then snakes. Of course, snakes don't run. They slither. But still, they can cover a lot of ground, which is surprising. You don't think of snakes as...
They issued a gold alert. For Albert.
Yeah, I know. I don't care.
You keep saying that. It makes me think you do.
Nope. Nuh-uh.
Okay, it's just, we saw him on the side of the highway, outside of town.
What? Sorry, Ellie, I have to go.
We also saw your car, 2 blocks that way.
Thank you, Ellie.
I think you care.
It was dark by the time I got to him, hitchhiking out of town. He told me he was headed to the Gulf of Mexico. I don't think either of us really knew what to say, so we just kind of looked at the stars for a while. We couldn't just lay there forever, though. I've never had a pet before. Well, what's wrong with the word pet? I hadn't thought of it that way. Okay, so what do I call you? Okay, just Albert. I'm sorry. You're right. It's your home, too. I'm sorry for that, too. I'll try. But no pepperoni. I don't like round foods. I know pizza is round. It's just different. You cut it into just no pepperoni, okay? Are you sorry for anything or? It's not a stupid mug. Albert never really was good at apologies. I came to ask you to come home, which I see now, is a bad idea. Why did I adopt you? I adopted you because you don't have a family. It made me sad. Because nobody adopted me. Well, I lied. My father didn't give me the mug. I never had a father. Because even a pretend dad is better than no dad. I don't even know where I got it. Never mind, it doesn't matter. I'm going home. I'm sorry I was bad for you. Albert surprised me a bunch of times that day. None more than that moment. It was just three words. Let's go home. I'd like that. So that was the beginning for Albert and me.
That's a nice story. But what about the mug? How did it...
Oh, yeah. Well, it was later that night. My bedroom door woke me up. I didn't see it, but I heard it. It must have taken three bottles of glue, but he fixed it. I know I said earlier that goldfish can bring out the worst in you, and it's true. But good friends bring out the best in each other. So, are you still interested?
I am, yes.
Good, because I have a lot more stories.
You've adopted an interesting one here, this little guy. I only have three rules. One, keep him out of the light.
Keep him out of the light? He's in the light now, isn't he?
Two, don't feed him after midnight.
Well, I think... eating after 8 is bad for you anyway, so that should be easy.
And 3, whatever you do, and this is the most important, whatever you do, don't get him wet.
Oh, you're kidding.
All you really gotta do is, well, keep him fed.
Thank you for listening to Crooked Stories Theater. Tune in each week for new episodes or even completely new projects. If you enjoy our stories, please help us spread the word and follow us on your favorite platform. And if you're listening on a platform that allows reviews or ratings, well, we'd sure appreciate the boost of a good review. Finally, we invite you to visit crookedstories.com for more information on who we are, our actors, our stories, and upcoming projects. You might even bump into a bit of bonus content, such as downloadable scripts. Again, thank you for listening. We hope to see you again soon.